So Johnny went back home. And while Timmy learned to speak 15 languages and do 5 kinds of math, while he learned to drive a ground car like Kerr and drive and fly anything the company made on any planet, including Dries Glotten's new yacht, his education was never finished. It was probably the one failure in Johnny Goodboy Tyler's life. Dr. McDermott, the historian who considered himself expendable, lived on and on. He wrote a book, The Johnny Goodboy Tyler I Knew, or The Conqueror of Cyclo, Pride of the Scottish Nation. It was not as good as this book, for it was intended for semi-literate people. But it had 3-dimensional pictures that moved in full color. He had access to several archives, and it sold 250 billion copies in its first printing. It was translated into 98,000 different galactic languages and went into many editions. Dr. McDermott received royalties so far in excess of anything his simple life needed that he endowed the Tyler Museum. It is the first building you see, the one with the golden dome, when you leave the McLeod Intergalactic Health Organization exit at the Denver Terminal. Not too long after his return from America, Johnny disappeared. His family and his friends were very concerned, but they knew that he disliked adulation and being unable to move about without attracting crowds. He had remarked that he was not needed now and that he had done his work. A pouch, 2 kill clubs, and a knife were also missing. The dragon helmet and bright buttoned tunic were still there on a peg where he had last hung them. But people in the galaxies do not know that he is gone. If you ask almost anyone on a civilized planet where he is, you are likely to be told that he is there, just over that hill, waiting in case the Lords or the Cyclos come back. Try it. You'll see. They will even point.